Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Check. 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Checkity check. 1.
Hey.
It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, March 15, 2013. Once again, I'm Vincent the Bay, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Very happy to be back on the airwaves here on the internet. I took a little siesta, a little time out from the internet, and now I'm back. Sorry, I'm picking my nose. I got a stuffy nose. I don't know, I'm feeling real nasally. I'm not sick, but I'm here. Well, I might be sick in the head, but I'm not. I don't have a cold. Let's put it that way. Jesus Christ, it's been over a week since I've done a broadcast. I kind of forgot what the fuck to do. Not that I really did anything special to begin with, but forgive me if I'm a little rusty here. It's been a while, and I really appreciate the turnout tonight for the show. Quite a packed chat room just to start things off. Let's take a brief moment and acknowledge the early chit chatters. Alpha Q Hardo, Anon Sicko, Anticrisis 73, Apache Sox, Bobby L Ram 420. Okay. Bizt 92. Where the fuck do you guys get these fucking names? You were born in 92? Why? BZT 92. Does that mean you were born in 92? My God. I was still having flashbacks from of Nam in 92. Why do people do that? That's so, you know, speaking of the 90s, that's so 90s to put your handle with your birthday at the end, the date of the year of your birth at the end. That's so retarded. Like, you want people to know how young or how old you are? I mean, that's almost a form of self-compliance, self-doxing. Give people a head start. That's part of what took down Bradley Manning. Put his birth date year on his handle. People are fucking idiots. But what's new? Getting a lot of abuse in my chat room already. You know, I go away for a week and I come back and I get people telling me I'm retarded and that, I'm an actor. I'm not really Vince. I'm fake. Fake Vince. Whatever. Okay, let's continue here. Big ups to the chat room. Once again, Kalo in the house. Canadian Glenn in the building. Chef Bonard D. Hey, Chef. He was firsties in the chat room. City of Flint in the house. Also, DaFuck99. Dr. Jeep. Dougie, guest. A shit ton of guest listeners. Lurkers. I like internets. I eat cake. Indianapolis Jones. Jeep Girl. Hey, Jeep Girl. Johnny Panics. Kimonra. Hey, Kimonra. Thank you so much, Kimonra, for doing a portrait of me spontaneously tonight. Earlier on Twitter, Kimonra contacted me and said she wanted to do a portrait of me. And right now it's a work in progress, but it's so far so good. It looks pretty cool. I was a little worried, though, because apparently she showed me prior work that she had done. She apparently did a portrait of I Has Candy and she portrayed him with a large black penis in his mouth. And that caused a little concern on my part. I don't want to see a portrayal of me with a large black penis in my mouth, okay? Oh, crap. I shouldn't even said that. Now I'm going to get bombarded with pictures of me with black penises. Forget I said it, all right? Never mind. Thank you, Kimonra. I appreciate your effort, and thank you for listening. Melissa 13. Hey, Melissa 13. Good to see you here. Neil Rauhauser in the house. What up, Neil Rauhauser? Another fine gentleman who has been MIA, if you will, from the internet. Resurfacing here tonight with me. Glad to have you here, Neil. Good to see you in the chat. Knickknack in the building. That would be Nick from Toronto. I'm keeping my eye on you, Knickknack. No personal information in the chat room, okay? No personal information in the chat room, okay? Remember, everybody, we might have some new listeners here tonight. And if you're not familiar with my broadcast, the chat room and the show itself is a no free speech zone. Your First Amendment rights ended the minute you clicked on the link and opened up my chat room and broadcast. So I reserve the right to censor you and boot you from my show for no reason whatsoever. Okay? And I do not appreciate people posting other people's personal information. I don't even care if it's your own personal information. You cannot post. I will not allow personal information, no doxing in the chat room or on air. Floss gets 2 minutes for scrolling. I didn't even have to do it myself. The auto mute kicked in. Oh, Richard, welcome to the show. You just dropped your credit card number? Okay, guess what happens to you? Guess what happens to Richard? If I can find Richard. Son of a bitch. There's too many people coming into the show right now. I can't. All right, here we go. Richard. Boom. 2 minutes. Richard, 2 minutes for posting social security numbers. Oh, listenering wants to post some social security numbers too. Okay. I have no problem with muting you as well. Okay, I got to finish with my chat room roll call. Where did I leave off? Melissa 13. Morphine X just snuck in. So did Kaja Nada. Nick, Nanyum. I always fuck up that name. My bad. Nanyum in the house. Hello, Nanyum. Niggers in Paris. What up, NIP? Oso in the house. Pope Francis. Wow, we got the new Pope in the house. Right on. Congratulations to the new Pope, Pope Francis the First, named after St. Francis of Assisi. Very honored. Very, very honored to have you in my chat room. And congratulations once again on being selected the new Pope. We also have Prophet Lemon in the house. Scumbag 666. Healy Star. Shady Playa. What up, Shady Playa? Shady Playa is my minister of BTR, late night BTR foreign relations. I'm hoping he can call in at some point during the show and give me an update. I've been off the internet for a week. So I have no clue what has been happening on BTR. So hopefully he will show up at some point during the broadcast and fill us in. The lovely, talented, and beautiful Soul Butter is in the chat room. Hello, Soul Butter. Tales of Hair and Hairy Tales on the house. Volknut 357. Or is that Volknut Est? Is that supposed to be Leet Haxor language? Whatever, I don't care. X Knight in the building. What up, X Knight? Your girlfriend's awesome. She drew a really cool picture of me. And I read your blog today about your swatting. That sounded kind of fucked up slash cool. What else? We got XU in the building. I believe that's XU out. What up, XU out? And last but not least, XX Floppy Dick XX. There you go. That's your chat room. Oh, Elliot Smith snuck in, and she's typing that stupid hue thing. What the fuck does that mean? Hue. That's just, yeah, that. Just more retarded internet LOL cat baby talk, mush talk, mush mouth talk. Oh, yeah, what does BR mean, too? Someone tell me what BR means. The fuck does BR mean? Okay, BR, I pronounced it, brr. Okay, this is just stupid. I'm ignoring the chat room now. Oh, I got a full switchboard. This is craziness. And somewhere on this switchboard are my guests. Very happy to be back on the air tonight with Anon Sicko and Foolish Reporter as my guests tonight. Really excited about to have Foolish Reporter on. This will be his first time on the show. He's a blogger. He blogs at thetrenches.us. And seems like a pretty funny, cool guy on Twitter. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation with him and Sicko. I'm also going to... What am I going to do? Oh, yeah, people want to know where the hell I was for a week. And I will reveal what happened on the broadcast. But before I do that, I need to screen like 57 calls. No, not really 57. I have 14 callers on hold right now. So I'm going to try to find my guests, get them lined up. In the meantime, I think you all should enjoy the Free Ball Friday theme song. Once again, this is Free Ball Friday. I am broadcasting with no underpants. I am clothed, though. Free balling means you're going commando, no underwear, okay? So if you're listening, no underwear, all right? Ladies, no panties. Guys, no boxers, no briefs, no boxer briefs, no thongs, none of that, all right? It's the rules. And to sort of reinforce that, I have composed a song about this particular show, Free Ball Friday, and it's called Free Ballin'. Enjoy. Be right back. All right, from the top, Free Ballin'. She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't here. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick. Now she sick. She better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang. Better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
And unmuted. Holy Jesus Christ. There are 6 people waiting on the line, and 2 of those 16 people waiting patiently. I thank you for joining me. I will attempt to get to your call as soon as possible. But before I do that, I'm going to bring on my first guest. Anon Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
What's going on, guy? How you doing? We missed you around here.
Oh, I missed you, too. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We got to go see Melissa's, our newborn niece today. She's a day old, and she's so tiny. She's so adorable.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Isn't it beautiful seeing life start?
That really puts a lot of things into perspective, you know. And it's really hard to be in a bad mood when you're holding a newborn baby.
Absolutely. The gift of life. We should all cherish it.
I agree.
Yeah, I have a new nephew myself. Hey, who knows, maybe one day my nephew will date your niece.
Well, I mean, as long as your nephew's not like you, Vince. I'm just kidding. You know.
I don't know what that means. I'm a gentleman. I'm respectful. I'm very respectful of women. I put them on a pedestal. I mean, Jesus, you guys have already said that I change my voice when I talk to them. That is a sign of reverence.
Or it's a sign of horniness.
Dude, your mind is in the fucking gutter, man.
No, Vince, I just know you really well.
Okay, fair enough. So I've been more or less off the internet for over a week. Tell me what I've missed.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I'm sorry for getting you banned, bro. I apologize for that.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. You weren't the only one that banned me. Apparently, Russell League banned me too. I mean, allegedly, Russell League banned me too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, last thing I knew about the internet was that my show was taken off of the internet.
Yeah, you were missed around here, bro.
So I took that as a sign. Maybe Vince should get off the internet for a second.
Well, I was definitely not. I don't think anybody was happy to see you go. And if they were, they're a bunch of faggots. Because, I mean, we all miss you around here. As you can tell, because there's 80 people in your chat room right now.
So I did rage quit. Totally rage quit. Which caused me to subsequently be banned. After I was banned, I came back home and was run over by a pizza delivery truck that was delivering pizzas to my house as part of a pizza bomb by Russell League. Allegedly, Spyco was driving the pizza delivery truck.
Allegedly, though. It hasn't been proven.
Then, allegedly, a brick fell on my head. So my handlers... Oh, by the way, after all this happened, it was revealed that I'm really Neil Rauhauser, allegedly, that I'm really Neil Rauhauser. And my, quote, handlers decided that it wasn't, you know, the show had run its course. It did what it was intended to do, and it was time to shut it down. So, of course, this coincided with Schmoop leaving the internet, making it abundantly clear to everyone that I am not only real Neil Rauhauser, but I am allegedly also Schmoop. And Schmoop.
And Babu.
And Schmoop. No. I'm getting there.
Oh.
So me, myself, and Schmoop are allegedly the same person. On top of that, we're both Sabu, allegedly. So then I get swatted. All the while, Sue Basco is cataloging this. And she's sifting through it to find out the real true facts of my disappearance. I have to admit, there was some disinfo thrown out there about some sort of reptilian alien abduction thing. That was totally not true, okay? That was false. I did not get abducted by aliens and get anal probed and enjoyed it and wanted to stay, but they thought I was too perverted and sent me back to Earth. That did not happen. That is untrue. Everything else is true. So, then I was subsequently 5150'd, allegedly, which I believe is when they lock you in a padded room and play Van Halen's 5150 on repeat.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So that happened. Oh, man. What else happened? Everybody in the chat room knows.
Well, I mean, I think Sue hit it on the head. You know, I'm sorry to say it, but I had to turn you in because, you know, I was busted for child pornography and heroin, and I had to get some of the heat off me, so I turned you in. And I'm sorry, Vince. I know we've known each other for a long time, and I really hope that it doesn't cause you too much grief. You know.
It's all for the lulz. It's cool. It's all for the lulz. I understand.
I'm glad you understand. I'm glad we can get being friends.
Oh, man, what a week. Can you imagine all that happened in 1 week?
Yeah,
I haven't even read the real story, though, which is that she whose name we shall not say's blog. Can somebody link me to that blog? She whose name we shall not say. I want to read excerpts from that blog. It's a fantastic piece of literature.
I don't know what was it. What's the name of her blog?
Dude, she's got like 50 of them. The only one that I know is Stalker Awards. Does anybody want a stalker? Did this win me a stalker award? I wonder.
No.
Damn. What do I get? What does a guy got to do to get a stalker award around here?
You know, I've been wondering the same thing, Vince. You know, I was hoping that this newest blog post, you know, that was all about, you know, my arrest and subsequent snitching on you was going to lead to a stalker award. But
all right, here we go. All right, sweet. They got my old picture from MySpace. Awesome.
Hi.
I'm also kind of doing the same pose that I'm doing in Kimonra's pictorial. Okay, here we go. This is from subliminalrage.blogspot.com. Where is Vince in the Bay? By She Whose Name We Shall Not Say. Update. Vince may have run off to be Pope. How will he look in the new hat? And then it has a screenshot of your tweet saying, so Vince in the Bay has been missing, and all of a sudden we have a new Pope. I'm on to you, Vince. That's right, sicko. I allegedly am a operative of the Vatican. Hence my Italian last name. I mean, come on. What Italians aren't connected to the mob or the Illuminati? I mean, it's just kind of like it's just like a given fact, kind of like how gingers have no souls. Same thing. Okay. Updated March 15th. Oh, yeah. So she put a link to my tweet, too, that says, Vince's last tweet before disappearing, a link to a goodbye speech by President Nixon. Now, true, Nixon was a president of the United States. But as he whose name we shall not say pointed out via Twitter, at the time of that goodbye speech, he was not president. Okay, he was running for president. He lost to JFK, and I don't know, whatever. A year or two later, he was basically saying, "That's it, I quit politics." But of course, as we know, he ran for president. 6 years later, and won. So, there you go. A little history lesson for you via VITB. Anyway, so updated March 15 to remove the wiki about Vince. Oh, God, that stupid wiki. Yeah, this female troll crew called the Flawless Crew created this wiki of me, calling me Vince Snaggletooth. In the Bay or whatever. By the way, those pictures are outdated. The Snaggletooth has been corrected. Let's see. Vince, host of the Blog Talk Radio Show, the Vince in the Bay Blog Talk Radio Show. Again, incorrect. If you look on my show page right now, at the top, it does not say. The Vince in the Bay Show. Okay, it says Disorderly Conduct. So I'm the host of the Blog Talk Radio Show, Disorderly Conduct. Okay, we're fact checking here, folks. Anyway, Vince has been missing off the internet and from his radio show since March 7. People are wondering where he is. Vince's last tweet, shown above, before disappearing, was a link to a famous goodbye speech by former U.S. President Richard Nixon, in which the departing president states, there's another, like I said, there is fact check number 5 or 6, wherever we're at, in which the departing president states, he was not departing president, he wasn't president at the time. Little history lesson, Sue. Nixon was not president when he made that speech. The quote says, "You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore." Where is Vince? The short answer is, I don't know. And that should be the end of the blog. But no, she has to dig deeper. The long answer is, I have some clues. Ooh. Vince is reportedly 39 years old, lives in San Francisco, hosts an internet radio show that often features the racist and idiotic Russell League, a group that has harassed this writer for months. Vince's show features Big Titties Tuesday, another factual mistake, another factual error. It's not called Big Titties Tuesday, all right? It's called Big Titty Tuesday, singular, Big Titty Tuesday. His site has many photos of the clothed large breasts of women. clothed large breasts. OMFG. Pacer records show him having a prior federal criminal charge for which he got a year of probation and a fine. News stories say this was for accessing the PETA website after he was fired and deleted videos on which he had worked. Since the Russell League, NaziFag.com, has senselessly stalked and harassed me since November 2012, I have reluctantly become a Russell League watcher. Hey, you know what, Sue? I'm in the same boat, all right? I'm a Russell League watcher, too. Try doing an innocent little internet talk show and imagine these people coming in and totally sabotaging it every single night. Okay? You can get away from it. You can just turn off the internet. You can stop all your blogs about them. I don't do shows about them. They just come at me, all right? You're feeding the trolls. It could be worse. You could not be feeding the trolls, and they'd still come at you. All right, let's keep going here. The Russell League has always looked to me like a honeypot, a lure by law enforcement to catch the unwary. Again, what the fuck does this have to do with me disappearing? This is just a vehicle for her to bash Russell League. She doesn't care that Vince and the Bay is missing. She's looking for a venue to bash Russell League. Anyways, she thinks Russell League's a honeypot, a lure by law enforcement to catch the unwary. The Russell League seemed to me to be compromised of former members of Team Poison. I've learned that's not true anymore. An alleged card-carrying ring. I think these are also factual errors. Law enforcement agents. I don't think that's correct. COINTELPRO operatives. That's a very vague term. I mean, anybody can be interpreted as a COINTELPRO operative. Come on, that's stupid. It's like Alex Jones shit. Several mentally deranged. Okay, that is correct. That we have a factual. She is correct on one fact. She got. We're doing fact checking here. She got that correct. In fact, let me find this right here. So this is why I seriously need an engineer tonight. Like, the switchboard's out of control.
Yeah, speaking of which, Lewis Reporter, he tweeted a second ago that he's on the line.
Okay, I'm gonna find him.
Okay.
First of all, okay, here we go. Okay, so Sue, I'm sorry. She whose name we shall not say finally got her facts straight. That's right. Russell League is comprised of several mentally deranged individuals. Sue, you are absolutely 100% correct. All right, let's continue. And obsessive young men and women. Okay, yeah, I mean, they're on the internet. Everybody is on the internet. It's obsessive. That means nothing. Okay, I never quite understood why the, quote, leaders chose to have their compulsive and deranged followers stalk and harass me, and so viciously, too. There seemed to be almost a cult arranged. Again, what does this have to do with Vince and the Bay missing? I'm missing what. Oh, I'm getting to a part about you, though. Here we go. The Russell League members were supposedly anti-anonymous. So it was very odd several weeks ago when, out of the blue, a non-sicko appeared on Twitter to join up with Russell League. It seemed very much like he had been recruited as, or forced, can't even, just typos and shit everywhere. I hate this. This is the drawback is, and it's not even just blogs, just writing on the internet in general. Nobody proofreads this shit anymore. Nobody. Did copy editors get thrown by the wayside? We seriously need copy editors on the internet. God. Why did I decide to come back? There's so much stupidity on the internet. You know, when you're in real life, shit is calm. You hear birds chirping. At night, there's crickets. You look out your window. There's just, you know, cars passing on the street. You get on the internet, and the world is fucking about to end. Everybody's in a hurry. They don't even take time to proofread their goddamn blog. Or fact check their own goddamn blog. Fucking amateurs. I don't know why I put up with the internet. You people are addicted to fucking bacon and kittens. We've got people pretending to be journalists who tweet in like LOL cat memes. I'm serious, like, dude. Did Schmoop really quit the internet? Sicko, are you there? Did you fall asleep? Hello, is this on? Am I here? Okay. I'll tell you what. You guys think I'm fake Vince? Dude. Oh, Sicko, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay. Fuck it. All right.
Give me 1 second, guys.
What? Hello, can you hear me, Sicko? What's going on? Is he eating Melissa out right now?
1 second, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, are you guys having sexual intercourse right now?
Sorry about that. Mom's dad come in to ask him a question real quick, so I muted the phone.
Oh, okay. Great. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. All right. So I was just ranting about this stupid blog, and she was talking about how you teamed up with Russell League.
Well, I mean, it was an obvious, you know, I mean, like I said in the chat, with my good looks and their trolling ability, we're unstoppable. Well, at least I thought that until the Russell League broke up and then came back. And I don't know what's going on with that now. I don't know if our alliance is still – I mean, their agent hasn't called my agent. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on now.
Okay, well, explain this. According to Anons _ Sapphire, on January 18, 2013, the computers of Anons Sicko were seized and – he was subsequently arrested for alleged possession of child pornography involving boys, as well as a heroin charge.
You know,
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, all right.
I have no other evidence of this. She basically saying, I have no evidence of this. I'm going off an anonymous person's tweet.
You know, I contemplating.
She's like, you know
what? I contemplated getting in contact with some lawyers who I'm friends with and having them contact her, because if you ask me, that's defamation of character.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's about as cut and dry defamation of character as you can get.
Absolutely.
Being a pedo. Like that.
Allegedly, there is, according to. So. Okay, but she's getting dangerously close to defamation of character.
Yep. You know,
I'm keep reading it. There's so much in this that infuriates me that I thought this was about me. It's not about me. It's about her vendetta against Russell League and you.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with Subasco Pick.
It's called Where's Vince in the Bay? Basically, Anansi and Rusty are my mortal enemies, and I will fight them to the death. Oh, yeah, Vincent the Bay is missing.
And then she alludes that I snitched on you, and that's why you were missing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So enough of that. Let's get some callers on here.
Let's find Foolish Reporter. I really want to talk to them.
Foolish Reporter is on here somewhere. Foolish Reporter, can you do me a favor? Wait, is he in the chat room? Do you know?
Maybe not. He's on Twitter. Do you want me to have him DM you what he'd be calling you from?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's listening. Foolish Reporter, DM Vince what your area code would be.
DM me where you're at, and I'll bring you on. And in the meantime, hey, if you're on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, there's a Twitter icon on here you can click on to tweet out the show, get folks in here calling it. Well, I don't know. We have plenty of calls on hold, so I don't think there's going to be a problem. Okay, I think I have him now. If I'm not mistaken, this is Foolish Reporter. Welcome to the show, Foolish Reporter.
Yo. Hello?
Yo, what's up? What's up, Foolish Reporter? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Sicker? How you doing?
I'm doing a lot better than I was earlier, honestly. Everybody who calls me, sir, I apologize for all that. You know, I just had a rough morning. It's really hard to be in a bad mood when you get to hold a baby that's 24 years old. Or 24 hours old, I'm sorry.
There you go. Good to hear, man. Well, like I said, I kind of been melting down all week anyway, so don't worry about it.
For those of you guys who don't know Foolish Reporter is, I consider, he's a good friend of mine. He's one of the brains behind, you know, the We the People. He's been helping me push that. Foolish Reporter is a really good dude.
Well, thank you, man. I agree, and I definitely say Vince is pretty goddamn cool, too. Hugs to everybody.
Hang on a second, guys. I have to do some chat room moderation here.
My friend Lindsay is having a hard time not laughing.
Yeah. Floss, two minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes. For scrolling. Go ahead, test me, people. Just test me. I'm back, and my mute button trigger is happy. If that made sense. Elliot Smith. 2 minutes for spamming chat rooms. 2 minutes for spamming tiny chats. Don't appreciate that. I'd rather people chat here. Thank you. And in fact, if you want to chat over there, I can always just kick you, and you can just stay over there.
Oh, burn.
I ain't taking no guff, all right?
Ben said he's back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
He has risen.
Oh, and I'm glad to see that Assert, MacFags, and Gonzo PhD are in the building.
Oh,
I have reason. I'm really disappointed that Russell League Radio Live isn't here, though. It would really be a party if he was here.
Fair enough.
Assert says that she's going to call in live from Zuccotti Park. Assert is in New York City right now. So that'll be cool to check in with her. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We just welcomed Foolish Reporter to the show. Foolish Reporter, I'm trying to get an answer out of Sicko, and he won't really concede much. I've been off the internet essentially for about a little bit over a week, and I have no idea what I've missed. I've heard all kinds of shit. I mean, I know we have a new Pope. I heard that Russell League disbanded. I heard Schmoop quit the internet. But there's got to be tons of other shit I've missed. What out there has happened in the last week that you think is notable that I should be up to speed on?
Well, as you know, or well, maybe you don't, but and probably your listeners don't either. I live in Washington State, and we made weed legal in fall of this year, or last year. And we've had the feds and the UN threatening or saying we should our law should be repealed. And actually this week there was another UN official chiming in saying, you know, they don't think our law is valid. So that's kind of fun, kind of irritating. But as far as I know, right now it's legal for me to have weed in my state. So that's kind of all right by me.
Right. But you said the UN, not the U.S., right? You said the UN.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that means nothing. That means nothing. It's totally non-binding. It's nothing. It's not even.
Yeah.
It's not even. It's not even. You know. Whatever, saber rattling, if you will. You know the National Guard. What would the National Guard do if NATO forces marched into the state of Washington? And raided pot dispensaries. Is that going to happen? Is NATO going to fly in and bust all these dispensaries? I would love to see that happen.
Oh my God! Do you realize the shit's like people are worried about World War III with Iran? Do you realize what kind of shit would happen if the U or if the UN? Decided that they were going to fuck with Washington and Colorado for their legal weed. Like, oh my God, we would just start nuking everybody. Like, America would just be like, oh, really? Really? And just start nuking every United Nations country.
No,
like,
we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. I hate to use the word we, but no, the United States would not do that. The United States is the biggest funder of the UN. The United States helped create the UN. The United States hosts the UN in New York City. The UN is trying to supersede. The United States is trying to supersede all the nations on the planet via the UN. That's what's going on right now. And I hate to go Alex Jones on you, but it's true. That's what they're trying to do. Nobody's buying it. Look at George Bush. You know, he just wagged his fucking nose in the face of the UN. He said, "All right, then we're just gonna fuck up Iraq on our own, then you fucking bitches."
But your premise was if the United Nations did this. So I laid out what would happen if the United Nations did this. Are the United Nations gonna do anything? Absolutely not, because the United Nations and NATO is America's bitch. The U.S. Anytime NATO or the UN tries to do something that the U.S. doesn't like, the U.S. says, no, we're not going to do that, and they don't do it. Case in point, Palestine and Israel. Every time the UN has told Israel, stop doing this, the U.S. vetoes it and is like, go ahead, Israel, do whatever you want. So they're absolutely not going to do anything. That being said, if they did do it, we would just nuke the fuck out of all of them.
Well,
no,
nobody's
going to nuke shit.
Hey, man, they just beefed up 14 missile defense installations on the West Coast because of North Korean threats. And I actually live right next to a base, so if, like I said earlier today on Twitter, if I get nuked, I love all you guys, and we'll go from there. But would probably be more likely to happen in my state, which has actually already happened, is about 2 years ago, our governor was supposed to sign a bill that basically did the same thing that what we voted on in November did, which was decriminalize marijuana. And the day before she signed the bill, federal DEA agents raided every dispensary in the second largest city in Washington, Spokane, Washington. And, you know, take that as you will. I had always interpreted it as basically the Fed saying, Governor Gregoire, don't you dare sign that into law because this is what's going to happen to your people. So I'm curious to see. I'm a little bit leery. Even though they've kind of been good about saying they're not going to fuck with Colorado and Washington, I'm still a little worried that the Feds probably are going to step in at some point and say, no, you can't do this. But Okay.
Obama also said he wasn't going to fuck with legal medical marijuana dispensaries, and we see how that's worked out.
That's true. What I always found was interesting was that he didn't seem, or I didn't see too many stories or hear too many stories about the DEA fucking with dispensaries in California, and I always figured that might have been to deal with or to garner electoral votes when for re-election, but. You know, I like my tinfoil hats, and I actually just adjusted and made sure it was fitting a little tighter. So there you go.
Oh, well, no. Well, they absolutely, the DEA has been fucking with dispensaries here in California. I want to say it was probably something like just about a year ago they raided Oaksterdam, which is, to my understanding, not being from here, which is, that's a pretty big deal. Oaksterdam not only runs dispensaries, but it's like Weed College and just all kinds of shit. And they rated that no problem, so.
Yeah, kind of just, you know, we're kind of far apart on some things, but I think it does speak to the fact that, you know, the government's too big in some ways, and even when the states decide for themselves what they want, they don't want to deal with it, so.
Yeah, that's something, for those of y'all that don't know, I mean, I guess that, it's fair to call you a conservative, foolish. So that's something that we the people that I've been wanting to hit on with that is we, for the most part, most of us believe that the state government supersedes the federal government's powers. That's the way our Constitution was framed. That's the way the everything is. That's the way it was set up. Is the states were supposed to be able to run their own shit the way they saw fit, with the exception of the powers expressly given to our federal government. And that's not the way it is anymore. And I mean, and it's not even so much that the federal government will say, oh, no, you can't do that. They just start pulling funding from people, from governments and stuff like that, or from states that decide to go against what they say. So even if they don't come out directly and say, oh, you did this, so now we're going to come in and arrest you or something like that, they just take away your money for, you know, funding, say, education or shit like that. And it starts affecting the people for laws that the people voted for. And I'm sorry, I don't care what the law is. If the people vote for a law, I'm for gay marriage. If the people of this country decide, or of a state decided, hey, we don't want gay marriage to happen here, then I have to live with that. That's just the way it is. That's the way... A democracy, I guess, works, and I get that America's not a democracy, but they like to say we are. So if you're going to say we're a democracy, let us be fucking democratic. Let us vote for how we feel shit should be ran. And I think that's something that both conservatives and I won't call myself a liberal because I'm not a liberal. I even have a problem calling myself a leftist, but it's something that people from all political leanings can agree on is the federal government's definitely overstepping its boundaries in a lot of different areas.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, did either of you catch, since both of you guys are in California, that the Obama administration has said they're going to throw their weight behind trying to overturn Prop 8 in your state?
I actually haven't heard that. If after the show you could send me some links about that, that would be pretty awesome.
All right, I'll try and dig some up for you for sure, but it's an interesting thought because, you know, if you're a political observer, you see that play being made by the Obama administration where they're going to come into California and try to overturn a law that, like we were just saying, that the people of the state voted on because of, you know, it's just their position. You know, what I find interesting is Hollywood's in California. And, you know, it's pretty well documented, the connections between Hollywood and Obama. Kind of feels like, you know, some favors are being repaid by the Obama administration to come in and screw with your state over that gay marriage law because of Hollywood and the, you know, the money that they can throw behind the candidates they like. So kind of a weird thing, but should be interesting to watch as it goes on. So did Vince go on mute? What's going on?
No, I just got really bored of you guys, so I started watching TV.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking we kind of got serious there, didn't we? My bad.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
So I think no, I'm kidding. I was screening calls. You guys are doing great. I found anonymous owner on the line. Allegedly anonymous owner is on the line somewhere, but I forgot which block number he is. Anonymous owner, if you're on the line, press 1 a couple of times. Press 1 like 3 times. Okay, I think this is him. Hey, anonymous owner, is that you?
Hello, yes, Vince, hello.
Hi, anonymous owner. You're on with anonymous sick, anon sicko, and
Vince, BR.
I don't know
give
what that
money,
means.
Give money, please.
I have no idea what that means. Do you guys know what this means, BR?
Give money, please.
I'm at a loss.
I have no idea what you're. What does that
give
mean?
Give money, please. I report you.
Just some fucking retarded meme that is so underground that like five people.
I report you, Vince. Report you.
All right, I have, you know, I didn't come back to the
internet. Report you.
What? You're gone, dude. You're gone. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. I that was stupid. And I don't think that was really anonymous owner either. I might be mistaken. Let's see. Oh, you know, what's his name? The Jester. Oh, I think we might have Rabbi on the line too. We got a lot of people tweeting me pissed off because they're on hold. Look, dudes, I'm trying to get to people as fast as I can. I thought I had an exclusive with anonymous owner there, and it turned out to be some fucking retard. All right, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna screen the rest of the calls, try to find and be back with Neil Rauhauser. And possibly Assert MacFags and Weave. So stay tuned. And in the meantime, this is dedicated to. All right, I'm getting some feedback action going on from one of you assholes. You're both on mute. This goes out to the Jester. The Jester even threw in some conspiracy theory. I don't know. He said it was some coincidence that like I went dark at the same time as like 4 other people, and. You know what, Jester? You're a fucking retard, and this is for you. I'll be right back.
I journeyed to the Northville, what the preacher said. He said, I'm starting to box of God, learn these words instead. Dull to the reflecting, my advice is free. There's a trick to Christian values, and it's compulsory. Stay frosty, that's what the preacher man said.
Stay frosty.
His words still ragged in my head. Can't control your future, can't control your friends. In a world without end,
stay frosty.
Hey, yeah.
Stay frosty now.
Alright.
Woo!
Appeared to me. Was heavy with the sands of time, he made me see. Same as Kabbalah did, but few it's free. God guides us on our journey, but careful with those feet.
Stay frosty.
In a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Like that ancient immortal said. Don't want him to get you go, don't show him where it's yet. And that's just what I did.
Stay frosty.
Woo! Look out!
Stay frosty now.
My hand, I won't look.
Fighting.
God is love, but get it right.
Stay frosty.
California coast, where the folks who know about frostiness stay frostiest the most. And my brand new landlord proposed me a toast. My West Coast toast. Stay frosty. Chanting like a mantra. And there's nothing you can't handle. Far and wide, far as you ramble. Dressed in our lives. Then tie up your camel.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarray me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 8 che è un finale in Bancosti.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a Philly Negro.
Yo.
Holy shit, is this thing on? Was I muted that whole time? The fuck? All right, well, hey, thanks to Neil Rauhauser for coming out. He was hanging out in the chat. I had him on the line, and he was ready to come on after Foolish Reporter, but he messaged me and said he wasn't feeling well, it's late. So he's gone night-night. So night-night, Neil. Again, wait a second. Maybe I'm Neil. Maybe that's why he didn't call in. Allegedly. Okay, I got tons of people waiting to get on, and I'm going to get all of you on. Don't fret. I know people are waiting very patiently. But once again, it's Vince in the Bay. And I am now joined. Well, first of all, my guests for the evening are Anon Sicko. Welcome back, Anon Sicko.
Thank you, sir.
Also, Foolish Reporter. Welcome, Foolish Reporter.
Howdy.
Great to have you guys here. We also have a good friend of the show, Asshurt MacFags, with us now. Welcome, Asshurt MacFags.
Hi, Vin.
Vince in the gang.
I also have Weave with me.
It's a two for one. I can mute both you guys at the same time. It's simple. It simplifies things. I love it.
Hey, what's
what's going on?
Where?
I don't know. You called in. What's on your mind?
We came to explain.
A couple of things. First of all, I'm going to prison in 2 days, as you may know, you might have heard from the internet. And I'd like to say a few things on the show, Vince. I know I never got the chance to call in. And first of all, I think you're sort of a faggot. I mean, you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I've been wondering for a long time if you're a closeted homosexual. And B, I've seen the grand jury testimony from the past week. We all know you got fucking raided and that you're snitching on everybody.
That was pretty good. No,
poison ink had nothing on you, bro.
Hey, when you grow up in the proximity of the Castro district, things are bound to rub off, okay?
Depending on how you look at it.
Myself, I'm not metrosexual. I'm not bisexual.
You're just infested with Shacklocket. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm like, I think Andrew Breitbart said it best. He said he was raised a cultural liberal, a default cultural liberal. That was my upbringing.
Vince, what the fuck does that mean? You don't even know what you're saying.
Self-hating.
How many condoms did you fucking stuff in your mouth before you could muster the balls on the fucking internet today?
Okay, hey, Weave, I know you're sober. What has she been drinking?
Limoncello, Maker's Mark, red wine, and white wine.
She's so. That's why she's so feisty.
Yeah.
So,
but seriously, I'm here to tell the story.
The floor is, you know, you guys have the floor. Explore the space. But we do have other callers that are anxious to jump in, so...
They're fucking faggots, and they don't matter.
True story. Everybody who matters is already on the line, so...
Tell us about the Russell League.
Just unmute everybody. Maybe I'll just unmute the whole fucking thing and have audio spaghetti. How about that?
How about you let the... You were curious about how the Russell League dissolved and then you suddenly reappeared tonight.
Yeah, Russell League's... I go away for a week and the Russell League breaks up. And now suddenly
the
bank...
So let me tell the story, you idiot.
They're all afraid of being snitched by you, Vince.
Yeah, and Schmoop is Sabu.
Which is me, right?
No, you're not Sabu. You're just a state witness. With Shaggy the Angel.
So Weave, how many days until you get put in the cell?
Monday afternoon, actually, really. I mean,
this is your last weekend. This is your last weekend.
Yeah.
You're getting, but do you know your sentence already? Do you know the time frame?
3 to 4 years.
Okay. So, like, it's based on behavior, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've been a real prick, apparently. That's what they think, you know. So even though I have no priors, it's a 3 to 4 year sentence.
And do you know which institution you're going to exactly?
I won't until after sentencing. I mean, that 3 to 4 years isn't set in stone. I mean, but the it's what every sentencing memo that's not mine recommends.
And
so
it's exercise all appeals and all that sort of mumbo jumbo?
I haven't exercised all appeals. The appeals process starts once I go to prison.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, so have during this whole time, have you been on any sort of probational type of...
Oh, dude, fucking... The federal government is so far up my ass on my bail conditions, like... Prison would be better than living in the
Be honest, like this is what the PayPal kids are dealing with right now. You guys, if you get probation out of this, that pretrial shit should be counted as time served.
I fucking agree.
That's exactly what it is, because I've been on probation, and that's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
According to Steve Vasco, you are on probation for... hacking into the PETA website.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the facts she fucking got right, because she found the Reuters article. And by the way, a Reuters fucking employee
mentioned
got
hacking. Hacked. You just used your old password like fucking Mr. Keyes.
Yeah. Also, we know that you snitched Matthew Keyes. I've seen the grand jury testimony. Don't fuck around. Don't lie to us. Like, you're snitching to everybody, Vince. You need to stop.
We
knew you got 5150, then they fucking put you in. The Secret Service came, and they took your lappy.
Can I talk? Excuse me, ma'am. Can I talk on my own show?
Yes.
You know, look, asshurt. I know you're rock-starring it up out there in Manhattan, and you've had a couple cocktails, but broadcast here. This is talk radio, and if you do not adhere to a certain decorum and exert proper
Vince, are you seriously not hard fucking BTRing with me right now?
I've been BTRing so fucking hard, my ass is on fire.
This is unbelievable. You are the worst fucking BTRer ever. You rage quit because you got DDoSed?
That was not cool, by the way. DDoSing the entire Blog Talk Radio. Why should the other poor...
Well, that's fucking forsaken for you. He's a fucking scripty pussy. He's some fucking teen poison, for God's sake.
You know what? Honestly, you know, in the last 2 weeks, I've had my show DDoSed and 404'd. You know, I had a show removed. I don't give a fuck. I forget about these shows the next day. I'm lucky if I remember who called in. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, fine. Take it down. Who cares?
Then why did you rage quit for a week?
Because I already told the story. Were you listening earlier? I went through the whole thing.
No, we were actually walking to the bar and then walking around.
Oh, my God. Poor Weave. Has to deal with this at a bar. Does she just throw herself at random dudes, Weave, when she's at the bar?
Weave, do I just throw myself at Nana, dude?
Not really. Not that I've seen.
Has she thrown herself at you? Has she attacked you yet?
She's not attacked me in any manner. She's been exceptionally well behaved.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But
I'm actually pretty classy.
Totally. We've been rolling around to, like, fucking expensive financial district bars and making Esquire pay for it.
Literally, we were with an Esquire journalist all night.
Yeah.
Winning!
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, we're totally classy, Phoenix. You know what? You're a Jew, aren't you? You're a filthy, scheming tyke, and Hitler was right about your people. You deserve to be in fucking gas chambers. Your fats should be rendered into biofuels to run my fucking car, you piece of faggot shit.
That was, again, touche. That was brilliant. Actually...
Here we go.
Asshurt. You know what you just did, Asshurt? You put yourself on timeout. You know, I'm trying to find a smooth segue to bring on one of your best friends on the internet to join the conversation, and you won't shut the fuck up. Now, Weave, I want you to find a way to muzzle her. Okay? Sicko, are you still with me? Sicko Rage. Speaking of rage quitting, Sicko Rage quit. I don't blame him. What the hell was that? Let me find Sicko. Sicko, are you there? Oh, shit. Where'd he go? I think Sicko's back. Hang on. Let me find him. All right, fuck Sicko. We have Kilgore here. Kilgore, you're on the air. What's up, bro?
Hey, Vince. I'm sorry I have to tell this to you on the air. I mean, anyway, Lethal Dosage went way over your head. We fought out Blog Talk Radio. We own this show now. We registered VinceInTheBay.com. We own
VinceInTheBay.com, too.
Okay, Kilgore, we're having some... Okay, wait a second. Hey, X-Knight, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
Hey, can you tell what Kilgore's saying? Is his audio fucked up? Is he Patriot Gregging?
Well, basically, he says that, he owns Vince in the Bay because they got VinceInTheBay.com. At least that's what I gathered.
Oh, sweet. Good for them.
Yeah.
Legal Joker Incorporated. We also bought out Blog Talk Radio. We own that too.
Sweet, man. So I'm going to get my checks and royalties from you now.
My new
sharing is going to be, I'm going to be dealing with you.
I'm pretty sure you're paying us now. I mean, that's how Blog
Talk Radio
works.
Miles, to you!
Yeah. All right, you know what? We're live here. We've got X-Knight, Kilgore, a non-sicko, and
yes, sorry about that. My phone died.
And after and off of time now out now we have the two-headed dragon of Weave and Asshurt MacFags. They are now back.
I'm thrilled to be back, Vince. Absolutely thrilled.
See, am I not more diplomatic than the whatchamacallit girls?
The what girls?
I heard you got banned for bashing on bronies on a radio.
Oh yeah. Yes. I also got unfollowed by the Suicide Girls for telling Roseanne Barr that she'll never get a dick as good as mine, that I fuck harder than her father did.
I saw that.
At that point, they all, like, group unfollowed me. They're like, you're not funny. And I like, that's totally funny. But, yeah, you're a little bit better. I mean, they at least, like, didn't mute me while I was fucking speaking. You know, I don't know. I mean, you're sort of wasting my time here, Vince. I feel like you don't appreciate my presence on your show.
Oh, I absolutely appreciate your presence on my show. But I also appreciate the presence of X-Knight, Floss, Barry, Kilgore, Elliot Smith, I think Gonzo, some...
All these, I like Gonzo, but all those other people are faggy.
A shit ton of block numbers. God knows who these people could be. Do you guys just want to, like, fire off some calls, just take calls randomly, rapid fire?
Man, I am just so butthurt that Weed called me a faggot. What the hell, man?
Come on, Kilgore. I know that you're in the dude.
That's not Kilgore.
All right.
That's actually X-Knight.
Oh, he's still a faggot, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, my girlfriend will totally draw you with a penis in your mouth. Ask Vince what she did to I Has Candy.
Oh, my God.
I dare that bitch to fucking stoop to drawing me in the filthiest homosexual depravity that she can muster.
All righty.
I think she's taking you up on that challenge.
All right. I'd like to see what her mind is capable of. I think that she's just sort of like in the like Twilight fanfic era. Like, I don't think she can truly be depraved enough to ever put my gayness and niggertude to shame.
Oral, anal, or a new hole?
She's giving you a choice here. Oral, anal, or a new hole?
I'm going to go with a new hole.
New hole it is.
Alrighty.
All right.
All right. You're a faggot. You're a fucking type faggot, and you'll never be anybody important. Like, stop blogging about how much you hate bloggers.
Oh, yeah, you do hate that word, blog, don't you?
Yes.
Where did you go suddenly?
Well, anyways, I thought we were going to think about the call.
We can't do that without Vince. Where'd he go?
Yeah. So, anyways, while Vince is missing, I'm going to announce this new op. None of us are shaving until Weave is free. So, everybody be sure to participate. Nobody's allowed to shave the beard until Weave is free.
That thou shalt not round the corners of thy hair nor beard.
On the real,
exactly.
Weave, how much time are you getting for that shit?
4 years.
Four fucking years, man?
That's what the pre-sentence report recommends.
Shit.
Of course,
and,
you get out of good behavior, right?
No, this is federal. You do 85% of your federal time. You can do 15% of it in a halfway house sometimes, but there's no parole.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's useful information.
Yeah.
What's this halfway house? They have a halfway house for jail inmates? I didn't know that.
Honestly, halfway houses are worse than prison. Don't go to one. Be such a prick that they put you in prison the whole fucking time.
So you're saying your strategy is to be such a dick that when you get let out, they're like, don't even bother with the halfway house. This guy's fucked.
Yes, that's. I'd rather be in prison where all my needs are met. In a halfway house, you live in misery and they make you have a job. Like, jeez, that's worse than prison.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, nobody wants to, you know, get out of prison and have a job. That's just horrible, man.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. Working for a living sucks. I prefer sleeping with women and making them cover all the bills. That's my MO.
Totally. Totally.
The shake of the claw. I'm gonna fucking cut you.
Did you just admit that you might be sleeping with Assert?
What? No. No.
That's
what it sounded
like
all of us.
He's
speaking with Jacob Applebaum.
Wait, he's...
Oh, so you have some, like, three-way action going on. Damn, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I can understand. You're going to prison. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Jacob Applebaum is here, I think. Who else is here? Nadim Kobayashi.
Some fucking Jews, too.
A bunch of Jews.
Do you guys know about Metzitzaya Bepeh? Have you seen this shit? It's like when Jews fucking circumcise boys, they suck the baby boy's dicks.
Wait, what?
Yeah, seriously. Look up Metzitzaya Bepeh.
Dude, that's blood libel. That's that blood libel. Usually, that's like modern version of that blood libel.
I've actually heard this. He's not trolling. This is actually legit. How they?
No way.
No, I'm calling you out on your troll right here, and I'm not even going to bother.
Look, I'm telling you. Listen to me. Once in a while, one of these mohos kills an infant because he gives it herpes from his disgusting herpes-infested Jew mouth. This happens all the time. This is how babies die.
Can they do it with female circumcision? Do they go down on the female circumcision too?
Floss is a terrible, terrible troll.
I have coffee coming out of my nose right now, just saying.
Better than lemon fellow. man.
I'm drinking limoncello right now. It's pretty fucking delicious.
You know, I've been to Sorrento. That's where limoncello is from. It's really the lemons are bigger than your head. It's insane. You wouldn't believe that there were lemons like that, would you?
Jesus Christ. I go to screen some calls. I come back a minute later. You guys are talking about lemons?
Yeah.
You missed the good part, you dumb fuck.
Yeah. At first, we were talking about sleeping with Asshurt. You missed that.
Oh, did they fuck yet? Did they fuck on air?
Weave and Asshurt fucked on air.
No.
You know what? I've got a great idea. How about Asshurt, how about you give Weave a blowjob on the radio? I think that would make it so I wouldn't have to mute you and Weave.
That would be like radio from the radio, man.
I guess it would dagger. Well, maybe not.
We're
in the middle of fucking.
Because we
in the middle of fucking. You guys heard it. You guys heard it. She just said that they're in the middle of fucking.
I heard it too, baby.
Yeah, we're in the
middle of. I'll sell you VinceLeBay.com for
$50. We're in the middle of the channel first.
You guys want some mood music? Do you need to get set the mood?
Chicka wow wow, chicka wow wow. Oh, what?
No, but Jacob Applebaum is here. He's sucking my dick.
Oh, wow.
I'm a dick. Oh. Oh, my God.
Fuck, dude. What is... Why are you so quiet? Dude? All right, if you're tweeting me on Twitter, I will try to get back to you. Big ups, some sort of acknowledgement. Again, there's no use of the word. All right. Are you guys going to finish? Are you guys going to finish yet?
Oh, yeah. Daddy wiped my hole.
That's how you come? Jesus, that's terrible. That's freaked me out. Wow. Okay, let's take calls, shall we? Let's take calls. We got Citizen X10 on the line. Welcome to the show. What's up, Citizen X-Citizen 10?
What's up, brothers? How is everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. We just witnessed live sex on air via the internet. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's not even St. Patrick's Day yet, is it?
Huh?
I said it's not even St. Patrick's Day, is it?
No, it's just Friday. Free ball Friday.
Free ball and Friday, man.
For the record, they were drinking, though.
No, they weren't. What? Weave is sober. He's a Mormon.
She's drunk as shit.
She's
want to give that. Vince, your pager is dragging.
Is Foolish still on, or did he
Foolish,
you know?
I don't know. I did a bunch of screened a bunch of calls. I couldn't find them. You know, hey Weave, are you still with us?
He's still with me. Vince, I just want to give everybody a heads up that we're
now?
Throwing a party, a going to jail party for Weave
now?
On Sunday.
Is Weave quiet because he's eating you out right now?
No, he's holding back laughter, actually.
Oh.
And he's reading tweets.
Okay, so check this out. Weave, dude, some dude named Crashed, who says he pwned you in some way, shape, or form, is on
wait,
the
so
line.
Hold on.
Just like, this is your life, Weave.
No, I don't have AIDS. I just got tested a week ago.
It's Crashed. Do you remember Crashed?
Yeah, vaguely.
Crashed, you're on the air with Weave. What's going on?
Yeah, what's up? Kudos to your security, bro.
You're welcome.
Vince, Foolish just DM'd me. He said he's trying, but he says, like, can't get a word in edgewise. Is there any way to, like, kind of, I don't know how to table some discussions? Can we have it like round table or something?
This is kind of a virtual round table by default. It's going to turn into audio spaghetti really quick because I got to somehow fit in like 10 more callers in 20 minutes.
All right, fair enough. That was his only comment.
So anyways, the Russell League is a bunch of pussy-ass bitches.
Wait a second. You've broken away from the Russell League, Assert. You quit. You gone solo.
Can I explain the story?
Yeah.
Please. I was gone. I totally missed this. What happened?
You paid attention. You were on Twitter. You just didn't want to post.
What happened?
Pause.
What happened?
Dot.
Me?
Yeah, tell a story.
Is a stupid, useless bitch, and she can't do anything, so she's jealous of people that are useful and funny. And so she demanded that she have complete control of the Russell League and that no other women can be around because she doesn't want to feel ugly in comparison.
It's the hive mentality. There needs to be a queen bee.
Pretty much, I made the Russell League useful and known and somewhat relevant in the world. And a lot of people got mad about that because they thought I was ego-fagging. However, I'm ego-fagging right now, which is fantastic. No, but seriously, if people were pissed off at the Vice article, I didn't write the fucking Vice article. Someone else wrote the Vice article. And if you want to get mad, Jihad hooked me up with the journalist. Don't get mad at Jihad for hooking me up with that journalist. Who wrote the article? But anyways, it doesn't matter.
Okay. We've got a shit ton of callers to go. Let's see who else we have here. I believe we have...
The story is...
Elliot Smith. Hang on. I got to take more calls. Hang on a second. Hello?
Hey, can you give me a sec? I'm eating Taco Bell. I'll come right back.
All right, no worries. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, I can all give her a second.
let's move on.
Whatever Nader in Paris says is saving face because he never did a goddamn thing. He's fucking 17 years old.
Okay, we're going to another caller. Unscreened, block number. Who is this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Danny from the Russell League.
Hey, Danny from the Russell League. How's it going?
What's up, Danny?
What's up, man? What's up, MacFags? First thing I want to just get out of the way is that Weep has no idea what he's in store for when he gets to prison. As somebody who's done time before. Like one of your tweets, you said that you're going to go in there and you're just going to troll everybody in prison. First of all, they're going to take all your food, dude. Like, seriously, when you get there, they're going to take all your fucking food. You're going to go hungry. And if you don't fight for it, then they're just going to keep taking your food. So you better learn how to fight, bro. I'm just saying.
In his defense.
And second of all, shut the fuck up, faggot. First of all, second of all, that I want to talk about is MacFags talking shit about...
Shut you, Steve.
Listen, bitch. Hey, bitch, shut the fuck up, bitch. Hey, first of all, bitch, shut the fuck up. Listen, bitch, shut the fuck up, all right? Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Oh my god, broken record.
Dude,
I'm trying to talk right now. Hold on a second. The second thing I wanted to say is that MacFags, you got no right to come in here talk shit about Sakin, all right? Bitch. Now listen, I was being very fucking nice with you, okay? I was being very nice with you. I was being very fucking nice with you. All right, you know what I'm saying? I was being very nice with you. I was like, I wish you the best, whatever. You have no fucking interpersonal skills. You cannot work in a group. You cannot work as a unit. You are all about you.
God.
You care only about you. You are not about anybody else. You cannot work as a unit. Shut up, dude. You fucking tranny bitch. I swear to God. Listen, I'm done. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey,
fuck
Daddy,
you. Fuck Weave. Fuck MacFags. Out.
Punch your fucking face in. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you're a nigga. You're a nigga.
I mean, honestly, just ask Clark from the WikiLeaks truck about Weave beating people up that are twice his size.
Well, that was rather dramatic. Let's check back in with Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith, are you done with your taco?
Oh, yeah, my taco was fantastic.
Oh, good to hear. So what's up? What's on your mind tonight, honey?
I don't think people should be talking shit about Sagan. You know, we separated recently, but that doesn't give a fucking cross-dresser a right to fuck with him. I'm just saying.
Why do I feel like Maury Povich right now?
Classic.
Cross-dresser, tranny, drag queen, what have you. Don't fuck with Sagan. I would say grow
Sagan's
some, but you already have some.
He's a fucking pussy.
The only one that's a faggot is you. You're the one with the balls and you can kind of take it up the ass. So I'm just kind of saying to be politically correct.
Being an ass-hurt
bag-ass, you know, ass-hurt bag-ass. Just saying.
I'm 110% woman. What are you?
Three 347-826-7667 is the number. Appreciate the call there, Elliot. Let's next go down to, here's another caller. I think this might be Kimonra. Is that Kimonra?
Hello.
Hey, Kimonra, what's going on? You're on with, actually, X-Night is on, Kilgore, Weave, Asshurt, and now you. What's going on? Oh, Anon Sicko is here, too, somewhere. Sicko. Yeah, there you are, Sicko.
I'm here.
I just got to say, Forsaken's not that fucking good of a hacker. He's not even a hacker. He's a script kitty. He runs Hoik, for goddamn sake. All these people are like, fear Forsaken. He's a piece of shit. He's a
take down Blog Talk with Hoik. All right.
I'm going to Hoik everybody. Oh, my God. Have you seen my boat net? It's a superior boat net.
Him.
It's got Hoik.
Please don't encourage him. I didn't really appreciate that when he did that last time. That was not fun.
Well, it just shows his insecurities, and he's a fucking bitch.
Although it is up to date, at least for the year, it's the most listened to show in the archive. So that's good. It's got that going for it.
The one where you got hoiked.
Yeah, the last show I did. It's got almost 2,000 listens.
So Vince, we actually had some real conversations on that show, so that makes me feel pretty good. I don't remember what we talked about. I just remember we had real conversations.
Actually, no. You know what? I did. I filibustered because BTR was down. And if I hung up, the show would keep going on as long as other people stayed on the call. It was just basically a conference call at that point only. Podcast.
I heard that shit. You were talking about like fucking bacon and shit.
I filibustered because I couldn't. Because if I hung up, then my show would go without me, and people would like probably spam it or whatever. And so I said, "Fuck it, I'm going to filibuster my own show." So the whole overtime is me reading the description of bacon out of the Wikipedia.
That's fair.
And that was the night of the Rand Paul thing. Does Astrid realize that she is unmuted?
I do realize that.
Are you having a conversation off mic? If so, can you keep that to a minimum or self mute, please?
No, we're just laughing about morphine X.
You guys are on morphine?
Yeah, we're in morphine.
Fuck yeah. I wish I was. God damn it. All right, we only have 10 minutes left. We only have 10 minutes left. We have a shit ton of people on the panel. I'm talking about X-Night, Kilgore, Weave, Assert MacFags, X-Citizen 10, Sicko, Crashed, Kimonra, and now Floss. What's up, Floss?
Oh, hey, what's going on? I've just got a genuine question right now. Does Weave have to hang up if I'm on the air, since I'm GNAA?
No, I just have to take your speaker.
Oh, is it because
Sorry.
He's going through you, so he's allowed to stay on, right?
He can sit next to me. He can't talk to me.
Oh, okay, but he's not allowed to say anything to me, right? Because he's
you're
fucking,
allowed,
like, not allowed to speak
right?
to somebody
no, he's
from
he's not
GNAA.
Allowed to say anything to you. That's fine, though. I mean, whatever.
Funny,
you guys
I mean,
are an irrelevant
trolling
group
right.
from fucking
you,
13
you
years
travel.
Ago who still focus
just,
on bloggers.
Dude,
like,
dude you just traveled
a few
hundred miles.
bitch, expand
shut
it.
Up.
Expand your
Seriously,
fucking
just
scope.
Just stop
fucking
running your mouth for like 2 seconds. Stop talking
you
for like
British
2 seconds,
fucking
dude.
Faggot.
You just traveled like a few hundred miles to suck some guy's dick before he goes to jail. Are you fucking serious right now?
I traveled 200 miles
I mean,
to fucking, or 500 miles
I mean,
to fucking,
you get on this radio
miles.
Show and you talk shit about really other people, but you just traveled a few hundred miles on a train to suck my dick. I mean, seriously.
Are you just mad
I mean, that
it's not you?
Funny to me. I don't know. That's funny to me. I mean, I'm fucking going to jail. You're talking shit about Sagan. He's fucking going to jail for doing less hacking than fucking Sagan did. Like,
yo, well, Sagan has a state witness.
Four,
it's obvious that he's
years,
a fucking snitch.
4 years for fucking
it's
access
fucking
in the public
web. It's obvious that he's
server.
A fucking snitch.
Nigga, please.
Yo, are you kidding me?
Max, say you.
I have Candies on the line as well, folks.
Oh, shit.
Lurking.
Are you sucking his dick or is he sucking yours? That's my question. Ooh. That's my genuine question
That's
right
a,
now.
Actually, honest. We're just sitting here laughing at you guys.
Are you laughing, really? Because you sound like you're pretty, like, stressed by this, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, not really.
Oh, really?
We've been pretty fucking awesome
you're not
today
laughing
we just
before,
hung out
though.
By it.
That's
fucking
like,
dude from Esquire who paid for everything
I
all night. What did you do tonight?
I didn't have a problem
oh,
with you.
Oh, that's right.
So why
you probably fucking
you
sat at home and
you?
Drank a bottle of wine by
why
yourself and talked
me
to Ella
radio
and tried to cyber with her. That's exactly
oh,
what
really?
You fucking did. And I know exactly what you fucking did because that's what you do every fucking night. So have fun with that.
Oh. Okay, all right. Speak on, nigga. Speak
yeah.
on.
Yeah. No, I...
And they are in the green room, and I am now joined by my late-night BTR foreign correspondent, Shady Playa, to give us a report on late-night BTR happenings. What's up, Shady Playa?
Nothing much, Vince. You missed a lot in the BTR universe when you were gone. Goofy's still mad, as usual. I went to his show, and now I'm apparently KOS on his show.
What's KOS?
Kill on sight. Whenever I enter his chat room, he sees me or for his little. Yeah, he bans me.
Oh my god. Well, I applaud your valiant service in trying to carry out your duties as an ambassador of Vince and the Bay's broadcast, and I find it. This almost feels like I feel like I'm Iran, like I'm getting some sort of sanctions. Like my ambassador is getting kicked out of the boneyard. What's up with that?
I don't know. He's butthurt that I quit as his janitor. And
yeah.
I unearthed his bad tendencies to his employees. Like he doesn't give them health insurance, and he treats them like total shit and underpays them, and they just sit back and take it.
Okay. Sweet. Well, thanks a lot, Shady Play. I appreciate it.
Oh, and another thing. If this keeps up, I might have to go to Todd Morris or someone else in the Blog Talk Radio Committee and talk to them about Goofy's erratic behavior because this is unacceptable.
Yeah, Goofy is a tyrant. I can't blame him, though. I think if I were late-night BTR president, I would certainly be run BTR, late-night BTR, like I do my show, as a fascist dictator. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. But two can play at that game. Appreciate the call, Shady Player. You're awesome, as per usual. So we got to wrap things up here, kids. It's time to shut this puppy down. So what I'm going to do now is quickly get some final thoughts from folks. First, Anon Sicko, final thoughts.
Everybody check out Weed People. Everybody quit fighting. Let's do some real shit. You know, we don't have time for all this stuff.
You know, nobody got time for this shit.
Okay, appreciate the call, Anon Sicko. Okay, final thoughts. ex-Citizen 10, quickly.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on again. I always appreciate, you know, my presence here, Vince. And I wanted to second what Anon Sicko said. I mean, it's kind of time to get a little more real. Hit me up about what we talked about before. And, again, you know, just wanted to plug the trenches and say that, you know, Anon Sicko is a friend. And, hey, you know, I mean, like we had on the, you know, California Love Show, I mean, let's get this shit together a little bit, you know?
I do know. Appreciate the call. Ex-Citizen 10 of the trenches.us. Let's see. Crashed with a K. Final thoughts.
I don't really have too much. Your prison's going to fucking suck. Just keep your head up. I've been there. I've done that. And like everybody else said, the halfway house is just fucking bullshit. They'll force you to get a job. They'll fucking harass you while you're working at the job. And they'll also take 25% of your pay before taxes. So, yeah, it's not really pretty. I'd rather sit on my ass and just do my fucking rest of my time. Like, it's only like 6 months max anyway, and most of the time people are getting maybe 2 to 3.
Right on. Appreciate the call. Who else do we got here? X-Knight, final thoughts quickly.
Hey, man. I just want to say it's been a great return show. And I think Floss is just pissed off because it's Weave getting his dick sucked and not his.
Yeah, I think so, too. Pretty obvious. Floss, what do you think? Final thoughts, quickly.
All right, now, seriously, on the real, I think Weave's sentence is fucking bullshit. But, like, fuck MacFags, seriously.
I'd like to. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Floss, Kilgore, final thoughts.
Listen to Vince of the Bay weekdays at 9 p.m. Pacific. This is Leopold Troker, your sponsor and owner. VinceinTheBay.com for all your Vince in the Bay needs. You know, have a nice night, folks. Spay and neuter your pets.
Appreciate the call. As always, it's a pleasure and an honor, Kilgore. And finally, let's go to, well, first of all, Asher, final thoughts.
I just want to say that.
You're all Jews.
You're all mostly, no, pretty much, you're all Jews. And the reason I came to New York was to do a documentary. And I started with Chris Hedges tonight, and we're interviewing Weave. And
who's that? Some
fucking cop right now.
Who the fuck is that? Some academic piece of shit? What are you talking about? Are you still? You're
Chris
drunk.
Hedges.
Shut up. Okay, thanks, Assert. Finally, finally, Weave. Final thoughts.
Fanatics have their dreams, wherewith they go see a paradise for a sect. The savage, too, from forth the loftiest fashion of his sleep, guesses at dongs. Pity these have not tracked upon the vilest of internet shock sites. Who amongst us must say, thou art no artist, you mayest not troll thy dreams, and you're all disgusting, degenerate faggots.
Oh, damn, my bad. I was muted. That was a fantastic way to finish the night. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Great return show. It's been a pleasure and an honor, pleasuring and honoring you. Catch up with me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, everybody.
Thank you very much.